This is Lynn Godfrey, who was just here on vacation from St. George, Utah.
We hiked the Chilkoot and decided to do some sightseeing in Alaska. So we went to Skagway, Sitka, Ketchikan, Juneau. Now we're headed back.
Godfrey, who loves to beachcomb, was wandering on John Brown's beach when she strayed a little too far afield at low tide.
Oh, we had been there for about 30 minutes, just kind of wandering in and out of the rocks and close to the water and taking photographs of the creatures that we found and continued to walk toward the airport.
Enter Daniel Hendricks, Operations Specialist First Class with the United States Coast Guard.
You know, we got a report that, you know, there was somebody at the end of the runway taking photos. I went down and made contact with her and asked her how she got where she got.
So I asked him if he wanted to see some of the pictures that I had taken so that he knew that we weren't there doing something, you know, shady, I guess you could say.
She had all these pictures of marine life, and, oh, there's a couple of the helicopters and the planes and stuff. And then, boom, it goes to this ordnance-looking deal. And it was like, hey, what is that, you know?
So he looked at the pictures, and then I said, oh, yeah, we found this missile. Here's a picture of it. This is the coolest picture ever. And he goes, you found a missile?
And I was like, oh, where'd you find that at? And she pointed me in the area.
You could tell it was very old. There was a round rock lodged in the end of it, and it was colored with green algae or green something. I don't know what it was exactly, moss maybe. And the tip of the missile was buried in the rock. I thought it was nothing until, you know, I showed the pictures to the Coast Guard. Look at this really cute, cool picture I have of. And then his eyes kind of lit up. You found a what?
You know, in my experience in military, if it looks like it goes boom, it might go boom. I didn't let her come all the way where it was at. I just had her kind of take me towards a general direction. And then, you know, how much further? Okay, right there. We'll stay here just in case, you know, type deal. You get to thinking, I wonder how long this has been here. And, of course, you know, it's whenever the tide was at the lowest is when it was observed. So when the tide's up, you know, you wouldn't even know it was there. So then it's kind of all the way at the point to where, you know, most people really don't go.
You know, I kind of felt bad the next day when I found out they had closed the beach. I felt bad that, you know, the entire beach was closed and nobody could go down there anymore. But honestly, I don't think it's anything. Who knows? It could be. But can you let me know?
That is Sitka visitor Lynn Godfrey and Coast Guard Operations Specialist First Class Daniel Hendricks discussing an object found last week along John Brown's beach that looks suspiciously like an old missile. A Defense Department team is on the way to Sitka to take a look and determine exactly what it is. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.